Tonight, from the Oval Office, President Bush will address the nation, and he's expected to announce his desire to create a new cabinet-level Department of Homeland Security. It would swallow up numerous federal agencies, and it would coordinate policy across areas from border security to emergency preparedness to intelligence analysis. Joining us now to preview the president's speech is NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne. Don, how much do we expect the president to tell us about this new proposed department tonight?
It's not going to be a lengthy speech. It'll only be about 15 minutes or so. He'll divide his time between big picture stuff and some specifics. But look for the president to lay out the need for such a reorganization, which the administration calls the biggest such government reorganization since the end of World War II, when the focus shifted from the just-fought war to new Cold War challenges. Well, this time the shift is toward what the White House calls the new permanent threat, that of terrorism. We will get some specifics, though, from the president about how this will work and how it will improve things. A lot of departments will be folded into this new one, and we'll see what he says tonight.
Yeah, a lot of departments. They include some of the oldest agencies of the federal government, the Customs Service, some of the youngest, the new Security Office for Air Travel. It's quite a list of offices that will be in this new department, if it happens.
Let me take a few off for you. There will be four basic areas of responsibility. There'll be chemical, biological, and radiological countermeasures. Within that, the Energy Department will be donating the Lawrence Livermore National Labs, and there'll be a National Biowarfare Analysis Center, which is being newly created. Under Border and Transportation Security, the INS will be under there, and Customs, and Animal and Plant Health Inspection, and the Coast Guard. The Secret Service is going to be reporting to this new secretary. That'll be included under the Emergency Preparedness and Response category, along with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is currently independent.
Now, I'd like you to tell us what we know about, or what you know so far about, the current Office of Homeland Security in the White House and Tom Ridge, who's the head of that office, and this new proposed department. For example, would the cabinet-level department replace the Office of Homeland Security?
The White House would like that agency that exists now to continue to exist. The administration says it's important to have somebody in the White House who can be a ready advisor for the president.
And would Tom Ridge presumably remain in the White House and be that ready advisor, or become the new cabinet secretary in charge of the new cabinet-level Department of Homeland Security?
The administration won't speculate on whether or not Governor Ridge, will be the new secretary, but it's widely expected that he'll be the guy who will really be pushing this new department on the Hill. Again, all of this needs to be approved by Congress, and he certainly seems the likely candidate to be the new secretary.
If it is approved, how quickly could someone actually create a new cabinet department of this sort?
They would like to have the mechanism in place by the end of the year, and they say that it won't cost any more money because all of the positions that are going to be under this new cabinet office are already in existence, but elsewhere in other departments right now.
Thanks, Don. Mm-hmm. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.